Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A winter storm watch will be in effect from early this evening until early Thursday evening. Some sunshine today with our high nearing 38. Snow showers overnight tonight with a low around 15. Snow showers continuing throughout Thursday with our high nearing 26. Between 2 and 5 inches is expected. Staying cloudy Thursday night with a low around 7. I'm forecaster Kara Foster. Currently it's 19 degrees.
Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, after the announcement yesterday from the Biden administration banning some Russian oil, coal, and natural gas coming into the United States, many individuals are concerned about the ever-increasing gas prices here in the country, especially here in the state of Kansas. As some individuals that are even working in transportation say that they don't know how long it could last before they consider quitting their job due to the high gas prices.
I don't know what limit they'll have to reach for me to consider quitting. If gas prices keep going up, I'm bringing my bike out of retirement.
At audio from Cake News, the director for the Center for Economic Development and Business Research at Wichita State University, Jeremy Hill, says that with the announcement that gas prices could potentially go up down the road, but the current gas increases are not related.
Oil is one of these commodities that is globally connected, and just because of the fear, those prices are going up.
Again, that audio from Cake News. Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Kansans with disabilities and senior citizens are three times more likely to be crime victims. If you are a Kansas senior citizen or a Kansan with a disability and you are a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas at 877-776-1541. We may be able to help you with your civil legal matter. Contact us at 877-776-1541 or drckansas.org. Once again, if you are a Kansas senior or a Kansan with a disability who is a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas at 877-776-1541 or drckansas.org. We may be able to help you with your civil legal matter. The content of this radio ad is sponsored by the Disability Rights Center of Kansas and this station. It is supported by a VOCA grant awarded through the Federal Office for Victims of Crime as administered by the Kansas Governor's Grants Program. It does not necessarily reflect the views of the Office of the Kansas Governor or the U.S. Department of Justice.
Reno County fire officials say a wildfire that burned in South Central Kansas over the weekend killed one man and destroyed 35 homes. The fire that began on Saturday in eastern Reno County also destroyed near 92 outbuildings and 110 vehicles as it spread across 12,000 acres. Officials did not yet have an estimated financial damage or a count of livestock and pets lost. A man was found dead in the fire on Sunday, as Sheriff Darian Campbell said authorities won't release his identity until a forensic center in Johnson County makes a positive identification. The Hutchinson News reports that Fire Chief Steve Beer says investigators are trying to determine the fire's cause, but arson is not suspected. In other news, a prosecutor says that a student used a, quote, ghost gun during a shooting at a Kansas high school that left two adults and the student wounded. Johnson County District Attorney Steve Hoy says the gun 18-year-old Jalon Elmore allegedly used in the shooting at Olathe East High School on Friday was an illegal firearm made from a kit or individual parts that could be purchased online. Mid-America Network News.
Dane's Automotive in Waterville and Marysville is a reliable automotive repair shop. And Dane's now offers and installs vehicle accessories, including bumpers, guards, bull bars, wheels, bed liners, covers, lift kits, fender flares, running boards, hitches, and winches. Call them for all your service needs, including tire repair, at Dane's Automotive, located in Waterville and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. A man pleaded guilty to killing two workers and injuring two others at a Nebraska fast food restaurant last fall. The Sarpy County attorney says Roberto Silva Jr. pleaded guilty on Monday to all charges related to the November 21st, 2021 shooting at a Sonic drive-in restaurant in the Omaha suburb of Bellevue. Silva faced two counts of first-degree murder, two counts of attempted murder, and arson. He was accused of setting fire to a U-Haul truck that had been driven to the Sonic drive-in and then shooting into the restaurant. When officers arrived, they found the U-Haul ablaze and four victims in the business. An unexpected amount of snow in eastern Nebraska left one person dead in a crash on a snow-slicked highway. The Lancaster County Sheriff's Office says 39-year-old Heidi Parrish of Talmadge died after she lost control of her pickup truck early Monday morning on Nebraska Highway 2 near Palmyra and collided with another pickup. I'm Trace Tall, Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Nothing beats the classic taste and goodness of Earth Grain's 100% whole wheat bakery bread. Earth Grain's unique recipe combines whole grains with the old-fashioned taste of brown sugar and honey, creating a delicious whole grain bread that will appeal to your entire family. And with 18 grams of whole grain per slice, it's good for them too. Earth Grain's breads, baking our best for you.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. A house fire Sunday at 112 West 1st Street in Washington resulted in the death of Gary Romine, who was found deceased by authorities inside the house, with fire-related contributors listed as probable cause of death. The home was totally destroyed in the fire. Washington, Hanover, and Greenlee fire departments responded, as well as sheriff's officers and EMT. The official investigation continues, and the Kansas Fire Marshal's office has been called to assist, although at this time no foul play is suspected, based on preliminary evidence available. The house fire at 112 West 1st in Washington, resulting in the death of Gary Romine Sunday. Helen Barber and Rob Peschel with Marshall County Partnership for Growth met with Marshall County Commissioners last week, providing an update on recent activities. Axtell is working with a committee regarding a new grocery store, Summerfield, establishing a daycare in the old school, which currently houses the aeroponics farm and a thrift store. The state has approved the facility for a daycare. The Mortar Bar and Grill is under new management. There remain concerns about housing in Summerfield. City of Marysville is working on the 7th Street corridor drainage, daycare issues, and new businesses. Partnership for Growth is working with Waterville on water issues and is working with the City and Corps of Engineers regarding revitalization of Lake Idlewild, with a volunteer group working on a trail around the lake. Frankfort is encouraging application for a moderate income housing grant, and Blue Rapids is working on a grant for business attraction with the Partnership for Growth. The Kansas Department of Transportation announced bids for state highway construction and maintenance projects, including K-87 north of Elites, to U.S. 36, then 36 and K-9 east of the Nemahal County line, K-9 north of Frankfort to U.S. 36, then east on 36 to Seneca, and a section of K-63 in Nemahal County. Nearly 60 miles of mill and overlay are involved, with Hall Brothers Construction the successful bidder on the nearly $12 million overall project. The Housing Rehabilitation Grant meeting in Blue Rapids Wednesday evening has been postponed to a later date due to the Valley Heights girls' state basketball appearance. City of Marysville is reminding residents of a city ordinance requesting vehicles be moved off the streets downtown Fridays from midnight through 7 a.m. for street cleaning. Signs are posted for affected areas. Hanover schools will dismiss at noon Wednesday with no classes Thursday and Friday as teams open play in the state basketball tournament at Great Bend. A send-off for the Hanover teams is planned Wednesday. Fans may greet the boys at 9:50 a.m., the girls at 1:50. Boys tip off Wednesday evening at 6, girls Thursday at 8. Valley Heights schools will dismiss Wednesday at 2 as the Lady Mustangs tip off at 4 in Manhattan in the state basketball tournament. A community-wide pep rally is planned Wednesday at 12:15 in the junior-senior high gym with a send-off at 12:45. Patricia L. Wiggins Holly, age 73, of Humboldt, Arizona, passed away February 26th. Funeral services planned Saturday, 10:30 at the Church of Christ in Marysville. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Christy Anders, Funeral Home of Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Patricia Holly.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, chicken fried steak, mashed potatoes, Normandy blend, and fruit cocktail. Tomorrow, Reuben casserole, a muffin, cheesy cauliflower, and cherries. KNDY News, time 7:14.
Frank Chiropractic Center in Marysville welcomes new patients. Dr. Michael Frank can evaluate, diagnose, and recommend treatment options that can alleviate pain, trigger your body's ability to heal, and work to ensure your optimal health and wellness. Call or stop by today for your appointment. With Frank Chiropractic Center, 15th and Broadway, phone 562-3054.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A winter storm watch will be in effect from early this evening until early Thursday evening. Temperatures staying much cooler across the region today as a cold front continues to make its way through the Midwest. Rain and snow showers will start to make their way through later this afternoon and continue overnight tonight and throughout Thursday. Today, we can expect to see highs in the upper 20s and lower 30s throughout Iowa, the mid-teens and lower 30s throughout Nebraska, the lower 30s and upper 50s throughout Kansas, and the upper 30s and lower 50s throughout Missouri. Snow showers will begin throughout the western side of Nebraska and continue to move further south and east, and slowly make its way through Kansas, southern Iowa, and Missouri throughout tonight and Thursday. Overnight tonight, we can expect to see lows in the lower teens throughout Iowa and the lower teens and just below zero throughout Nebraska. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature early March, 54. Record high on this date, 81. The average low, 29, and the record low was 1. Sunset this evening, 6:28. Sunrise in the morning at 6:48. Stay ahead of an approaching winter storm with a winter storm warning for all of our listening area. Tune to KNDY for weather updates, as well as weather-related postponements and cancellations. If your club or organization has a closing for the weather, leave it on our voicemail, phone 562-2361. Sunshine, 19 degrees. And that's check of the morning news and weather for this Wednesday, the 9th of March. KNDY News Time, 7:16. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Long-term care and assisted living options are yours at Cambridge Place in Marysville. Residents and loved ones are assured quality health care services in a welcoming, home-like, safe, and secure environment. Licensed and professional nurses and staff are on site 24 hours each day and can offer skilled nursing and rehabilitation services, memory care, as well as day services and respite care. Cambridge Place in Marysville serves residents and families with progressive care and a clean, comfortable setting. Plan a visit or learn more online at Cambridge Place SeniorCare.com.
Baseball talks head to extras. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. Still no deal between baseball team owners and locked out players despite another marathon negotiating session on Tuesday. A baseball official says talks were paused for the night after the players' union's negotiators asked for time to speak to their board about the owner's most recent offer. Negotiations are expected to continue this morning. NBA last night, Kyrie Irving dropped 50 on the Hornets, and the reeling Nets snapped a four-game losing streak.
Kyrie with 9. Moving left, foul line. Irving dancing down the lane. Floater crawls in off the front of the rim. And there it is, 50 for Kyrie Irving.
On WFAN, 132-121 the final. On the ice of the NHL, Alex Ovechkin found the back of the net twice to tie Jaromir Jagr for third on the career goals list. Ovechkin's 766th career goal gave the Capitals a 5-3 lead over the Flames en route to a 5-4 win. More NHL, Austin Matthews logged a hat trick. The Maple Leafs rallied to overhaul the Kraken.
Matthews again! Scores! The Hawks are coming on the ice!
On SN 590, 6-4 the final. Back to the NBA, Darius Garland scored a career-high 41 while dishing out 13 assists in leading the Cavaliers to a 127-124 win over the Pacers.
Garland out front, long three. Bang! Darius! Chris Garland with the three ball.
On WTAM, on the college hardboards, top-ranked Gonzaga took care of business in the West Coast Conference Tournament Final, dispatching number 17, St. Mary's, 82-69. Gonzaga is headed to the big dance, and so are four other teams that won their conference tournaments last night. Delaware is in after winning the CAA tourney. Wright State took the crown in the Horizon League. Bryant triumphed in the Northeast Conference Tournament, and the Summit League title belongs to South Dakota. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
State basketball tournaments tip off in Kansas Wednesday. Valley Heights girls 21-2 are the fifth seed and face fourth seed Berean Academy 22-1 this afternoon at 4 at Bramlage Coliseum in Manhattan. The game broadcast live on FM 95.5. Hanover boys 22-1 are top seed and face eighth seed Central Plains with four wins this evening at 6 from Barton Community College in Great Bend. Game broadcast live on FM 95.5. On Thursday, Centralia girls open play at 6 in Dodge City. Hanover girls tip off at 8 from Great Bend, live on FM 95.5. The Big 12 men's basketball tournament tips off in Kansas City, with Kansas State taking the court tonight at 6, live on AM 1570 FM 94.1. Kansas opens play Thursday afternoon at 2, live on FM 95.5.
Ever feel like your insurance company doesn't know you?
Insurance Corporation will issue generic plans where agricultural activities occur.
Only a human can visit your farm or ranch to know what you need. Find out why Farm Bureau Financial Services is the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it. Talk to an agent today or visit fbfs.com/protect. Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2019 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Call on Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Bryce Leonard in Washington today.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. In case you missed it, President Biden announcing yesterday a U.S. ban on Russian oil and other energy imports. The goal of the move is to increase pressure on Moscow in retaliation for the Russian invasion of Ukraine. The U.S. made the move despite being the world's biggest oil consumer, but the U.S. wasn't the only nation to make the move. Britain also said it will end all imports of all Russian oil and oil products by the end of the year. UK's business minister is asking businesses to use the time between now and December 31st as a transition period to make the change as smooth as possible. American Farm Bureau President Zippy Duvall sent a letter to the Biden administration asking them to take the necessary steps to address the high energy cost impacting all Americans. Duvall said over the last 15 months, oil prices increasing by 130% to more than $120 a barrel. As Russia's harmful actions in Ukraine continue, he said, further sanctions get imposed against Russia, oil prices will likely continue to rise, creating even higher consumer costs and threatening the U.S. energy and economic security. He said energy independence continues to be a high priority for the Farm Bureau. And Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell opposing extending waivers that eased school nutrition rules during the COVID-19 pandemic. School nutrition directors lobbying Congress to include in the waivers in that fiscal year 2022 omnibus spending bill that negotiators are trying to finalize this week. A leadership aide said the waivers are no longer necessary, but also notes that it would cost $1.1 billion, not included in the Biden administration's $22 billion request for additional COVID relief. The aide said Democrats wanting to add this to the national debt. We want all COVID assistance to be paid for responsibly out of unspent funds of the previous $2 trillion assistance package, where only 9% of the funding was actually related to the pandemic. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
There will be no cattle sale Thursday at Marysville Livestock with a winter storm warning. No cattle sale this Thursday at Marysville Livestock.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier, starting off a Wednesday today. Market's opening here in just a little bit. It definitely an interesting day in trading yesterday. Definitely broke the mold of what we had seen over the last week. But nonetheless, still kind of mixed across the board with grains mixed, but a little bit lower. Livestock was mixed, but mostly higher by the end of trading yesterday. As we saw, March corn, they really teetered back and forth throughout the day, going positive and negative. Wrapped up a little bit higher with March corn up by 5.25, finishing at 754.5 a bushel. The Kansas City wheat for March was down in a bit of a correction, down 51.75 at 11.86 even a bushel. In the soybean market, we saw March soybeans up 30.25 yesterday, finishing up 1704 and a half, with the May up by 30 and a quarter as well at 1689 and three quarters. Soybean meal for March up $22 with a big jump right towards the end of trading, finishing at 489 and 90 cents, with the May also up 1460, finishing at 473 and 30 cents. In the oil market, soybean oil for March was up $1.53 yesterday, finishing at 79.68, with the May up $1.53 at 75.75. Cotton market, they were pretty consistent yesterday, with March cotton up by $1.51, sitting at 122.17. The canola also up 19 and 70 cents, finishing at 11.24 and 80 cents. Over in the oats market, they were down for most of the day, saw a little bit of growth right towards the end, with March oats up 0.75 cents at 7.02. and three quarters. Livestock market, they were mostly higher throughout most of the day, and they stayed that way throughout trading, with April live cattle finishing up $1.15, sitting at 139.05. June live cattle was up $1.52 at 135.45. Feeder cattle were mixed, but mostly higher on the day, as we had March feeder cattle down 57 cents, 154 and 2 pennies. The April were in the green by 65 cents at 160 and 32 cents. We'll see what markets do here in just a little bit. Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. Wheat growers looking for high yields and disease tolerance are turning to the latest release from the AgriPro brand, AP Bigfoot. New for 2022, AP Bigfoot offers industry-leading yield potential with acid soil and drought tolerance, as well as very good tolerance to leaf and stripe rust. AP Bigfoot is also one of the top varieties in the AgriPro brand lineup for wheat streak mosaic virus tolerance. Call your local AgriPro associate to find the right seed for your acres. Find agronomic and performance data and a list of AgriPro associates online at agripro.wheat.com.
Welcome back to Flip That Switch. It's our final round. Jessica, are you ready?
Born ready.
What has happened in every single state that has received over 5% of its electricity from renewable sources? Large increases or decreases in electric rates?
The sun is free, so is the wind, so electricity bills must go down.
Let's check the answer.
Oh no!
Electric rates have increased dramatically, was the answer we were looking for. Please visit playflipthatswitch.com to get the real facts about how Kansas oil and gas are powering a brighter future.
Tune in for the auction calendar weekdays during our noon news block on KNDY. Upcoming auction details for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Household, collectibles, real estate, farm, or business auctions. If you're planning a sale, be sure your auctioneer advertises on KNDY. In addition to our daily updates on air, check out the auction calendar online. We provide the complete sale bills at KNDYradio.com for those advertising with us. The least expensive, most comprehensive way to reach all of Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska with radio KNDY and online KNDYradio.com. Tell your auctioneer you want the power of radio working to your best advantage. Call our sales team for rate quotes and complete details. Find out more by checking out the auction calendar online at KNDYradio.com.
Experts say the next hot trend in home makeovers won't be a dream kitchen or bath, but a luxury garage. A closer look today on the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, March 9th, the 68th day of the year. Country singer Mickey Gilley has a birthday, and Mattel introduced the Barbie doll on this day in 1959. We've been asking realtors about the latest in-home trends, and it seems that one area due for a dramatic makeover is the garage. Expect the garage to become more of an extension to the living space, with its own climate controls, audio-visual systems, and yes, even wet bars. Higher quality flooring and finishes will give the garage a more refined look. Specialized storage is becoming a new standard, and some homes will have tubs or sinks installed as pet washing stations. It all sounds great. We just hope they remember to leave room for the car and maybe a toolbox or two. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online at almanac.com.
729 from KNDY. Sunshine, calm before the storm. It's 19 degrees. High is warm into the 30s, approaching 40 today ahead of a cold front that's going to bring in a winter storm. In fact, a winter storm warning into Thursday is posted for all of northeast Kansas into southeast Nebraska. Wide-ranging snowfall amounts anywhere from 4 to 10 inches of snow, mainly for this northern tier of Kansas counties. A little bit less accumulation to the south this time around. We'll see if it all holds out. They're saying it develops around midnight tonight with snow into Thursday and continuing throughout the day. And there will be blowing and gusting snow likely on Thursday, prompting a winter storm warning again for all of our listening area tomorrow. Stay tuned, of course, to KNDY for weather updates as well as weather-related postponements and cancellations.
Good American Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the regular season of college basketball may be over as of last weekend as the Kansas State Wildcats lost in a close game to the Oklahoma Sooners 78-71. But tournament season has officially begun as the Kansas State Wildcats are set for their first game in the Big 12 tournament set for this evening, set at 6 p.m. against number 9 at West Virginia. The Wildcats did wrap up their regular season overall with a 14-16 record, 6-12 in conference play, and number 9 in the Big 12 conference. West Virginia is the only team behind at Kansas State in the Big 12, and it is the first game of the Big 12 Tournament Championship. On the Jayhawks side, they start off their tournament games tomorrow with their challenger unset as of right now. That tip-off set to be for 2 p.m. tomorrow afternoon, as the Jayhawks are tied at number 1 in the Big 12 Conference, with Baylor with an overall record of the season at 25-6, with conference play at 14-4. They won their final game of the season against Texas 70-63 last weekend.
State basketball tournaments tip off in Kansas Wednesday. Valley Heights girls 21-2 are the fifth seed and face fourth seed Berean Academy 22-1 this afternoon at 4 at Bramlage Coliseum in Manhattan. The game broadcast live on FM 95.5. Hanover boys 22-1 are top seed and face eighth seed Central Plains with 4 wins this evening at 6 from Barton Community College in Great Bend. Game broadcast live on FM 95.5. On Thursday, Centralia girls open play at 6 in Dodge City. Hanover girls tip off at 8 from Great Bend, live on FM 95.5. The Big 12 men's basketball tournament tips off in Kansas City, with Kansas State taking the court tonight at 6, live on AM 1570 FM 94.1. Kansas opens play Thursday afternoon at 2, live on FM 95.5.
KNDY.
Everybody's here. Had to put some folding chairs in the vestibule. Yeah, it's getting full. Even old Aunt Ruby came. Her first time on an airplane. It's her sister's girl. She wouldn't miss it for the world. And all them kids jumping in the pews. And Mr. Charlie in his lime green suit is a handsome man. Mark's widow Callahan. Uncle Joe and Uncle Jake haven't spoken since 98. Just said hello. It's a good day to let it go. So let the angels gather, let the music play. Let the preacher get to preaching all the do you
as she helps him with his tie, she sees a tear. He says, man, it's hot in here. He hugs his little girl and asks, how did you grow up so fast? God, I wish your mama could be here for this. And everybody stands and smiles as she comes walking down the aisle in her mama's gown. And daddy breaks on down. Granny and Gramps in the second row stood right there 50 years ago and said their vows. Yeah, I guess it's working out. So let the angels gather, let the music play. Let the preacher get to preaching all the do you takes. Love is a beautiful thing. Throw the rice in the air, let the church bells ring. Tie the cans to the back of that limousine. Love is a beautiful thing. A little table full of gifts. On her hand. Tommy's teasing Lorelai. He pushed her down and made her cry. And neither one knows a day will come when the angels gather and the music plays and the preacher gets to preaching all the day.